This has been Don Gregory, head coach of the Southwestern University Pirates, and you've been listening to the SEAC opening of the season, Media Days interviews.
You're listening to 2011 SEAC Men's Soccer Media Days. Today I'm joined by Southwestern University head men's soccer coach, Don Gregory. And coach, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
I also really appreciate you giving us the opportunity to share what the Pirates are going to be all about this fall. So,
coach, you head into your 14th season at the helm of the Pirates men's soccer team. Just take me through your mindset as we get underway in a new preseason.
Well, to be quite honest, Russell, I'm feeling older and not much wiser, so we'll approach it that way. But I think we're real excited about the fact that the kids have done well past couple years. They do have a lot of self-confidence on their own, that they can be successful. And as Deshaun said, kind of have a good sense of, what it takes to be successful in the SEAC. And extremely tough schedule, extremely tough matches every weekend. But they're real excited about what they can do this year. So I'll certainly try to stay out of their way.
Coach, 12-7 a year ago, 9-2 in the SEAC play. Talk about what this group learned over the course of last season.
I think, again, realistically, probably what they learned is it's real fun having 7 home matches and only 4 away. So we tried to encourage them last year, 2010, to really take advantage of that home schedule, and obviously we did. And a little tougher this year, especially, really going to be tough opening up on the mountain in Suwannee that first night, September 30th. And, of course, traveling over to Danville. It's going to be a real, real difficult start for us, but hopefully we can, as Deshaun said, come together, figure some things out, and be successful that first weekend. But that's going to be real, real difficult for us.
Coach, you returned 39 players with experience from your team from a year ago. Just talk about that experience and how this group will benefit from that type of experience moving forward.
Yeah, the numbers are outstanding, Russell. I suppose you could say kids have kind of bought into the program, so we're able to have the big numbers, and of course with the JV team it's helped out. But we have lost, three, 4 very, very important seniors last year, and just sometimes how things work. We had a couple kids this summer to decide to move on to different things. One young man got into the engineering school at Virginia Tech. Another young man decided to vote his time and energies to the Christian fraternity on campus. We had a knee injury. Evan Perkins broke his wrist the other day. So what seemed like a really, really solid lineup is we're going a little bit of patchwork here the first couple weeks. But hopefully we can sort that out and, as I say, get things really geared up by the time SEAC play starts. So,
Coach, even with all that experience returning, just 2 seniors on your team, Nick Pierce and Deshaun Isaac. Talk about these 2 guys, the way you've seen them grow over their career at Southwestern and really their importance, especially in terms of leadership on the team this year.
But I'm sure, Russell, any of the coaches will tell you that it sure is exciting to watch kids develop over 4 years, and you feel like you develop a real, real good relationship with them, obviously not only as coach-player, but just as people. And both Dish and Nick are just incredible leaders this year. We feel real, real comfortable with them, even though the numbers aren't big with the seniors, but both of them will really be great mentors and role models for the younger kids. And quite frankly, too, I think Nick is just a tremendous goalkeeper. So if we struggle at the other end, knocking some goals in, we do feel that Nick will keep us in games, and perhaps we'll be fortunate enough to get one from a set piece or a corner or from the run of play. And, Dish is just a tremendous, tremendous athlete. And I think the other guys look up to him for his speed and just his real presence in the back four. So we're hoping, even though there are not many of them seniors, that those 2 guys will just be, those special players that can pick everybody else up on the field.
Coach, offensively, the Pirates notched 41 goals last season, second most in the SCAC, averaging just over 2 goals a game. How do you try and continue that trend in the offensive third of the field this year?
Well, if we could figure out a way to bring back Alex Keller's long throw-in, because obviously that really helped us out last year, that any time we got a throw-in inside the 25, in near the box, that, Alex could really just sling him in there and would get a, bounce or a rebound or something. So, as I say, I think preseason we're really going to focus on scoring from set pieces and corners. And Matt Nichol, when Evan gets back, so on and so forth, they're very, very strong players. So we'll just have to find the guy that can step in, or guys that can step in and replace what Alex brought for us last year. So,
defensively, Coach, you did very well last season, allowing just 22 goals all season. I know you talked about Nick Pierce and Deshaun Isaac, but talk a little more about that defense. How do you continue to shore up that back third of the field?
Well, again, as I say, with the adjustments we've had to make with some of the kids that we felt would come back, you know, from last spring's ball that have decided to move on to other pastures, we're kind of piecing it together, but we do have a transfer from Creighton that'll be our central defender. Daniel Poole, who is actually also an outstanding goalkeeper, has agreed to play as the defensive midfielder for us. He's a good 6'4 kid, a huge presence in there, real long legs. Obviously, being a goalkeeper, can read the attack. And then Charlie Schreck, who has played over on the left back for the last 2 years as a junior, you know, has shown great form in the early season. So we're hoping those four, and then our two center midfielders, Forrest Baker and Tim Emma, can get up and down the field and help keep things clean on the back line. So if we defend collectively as a group, you know, with Nick on the line, I hopefully we can be stingy, Russell, but I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Again, you're listening to 2011 SCAC Men's Soccer Media Day. Today I'm joined by Southwest University Headman Soccer Coach Don Gregory. And Coach, as we look forward to a new season of SCAC soccer, one of the exciting things this year is the return of the SCAC tournament for the first time since 1992. Where the top six teams from the league will meet in Birmingham to decide the SCAC automatic qualifying bid into the NCAA tournament. Just talk about the excitement of the return of the SCAC tournament and the possibility of meeting in Birmingham at the end of the year and playing for the crown.
That's a great question, Russell. And I'd really like to extend a thanks to you know, Paul McGinley, Andy Marcenko, Preston Goldfarb for being willing to host, Horst Richardson, and all the other coaches, obviously, that work very, very hard. But I think those four come to the forefront for all their effort and time and obviously great experience being in the SCAC so long, that they really fought hard and did some great administrative things to allow this for the kids. And I think that's the most exciting thing, Russell, that the players are just stoked about that. You know, chance for the postseason tournament, so on and so forth. And, again, appreciation of Preston for hosting there at Birmingham. But, you know, I mean, they're excited every day about it, just talking about the possibilities. And we hope we're fortunate enough to slide into the top six and, you know, have that chance there that first week in November in Birmingham. So it should be real good.
Coach, each preseason brings an allotment of new freshmen. Talk about the freshman class that you brought in. How are they adjusting to the college game? And do you feel like you have some guys that can really help make an impact on your team this year?
But it's one of those deals, Russell. I mean, obviously we worked very hard recruiting, but we didn't need big numbers this year, so our applications, the number of applications was down, but the 12, 13, I guess we ended up with 14 kids have been just doing a great job. We have two that will be possible starters. One of them, Peyton Williams, actually took third in the steeplechase in the Texas Relays last spring, which is an incredibly prestigious track event, national track event, so he can run all day, serve balls in from the flank. So the four guys we feel will really impact, as I say, do have a chance to start. And, you know, we'll bring the other ones along with the Perante is our second team, our reserve team. But I think they've blended in real well chemistry-wise with the older kids, and we'll see if they can get some time and make a difference for the Pirates' standings this year. So,
Coach, the SCAC is an extremely competitive league from top to bottom. As you said, you, no weekends off throughout conference play. Just talk about the league and how, and you know, what makes it so competitive.
Well, I would say I probably agree with everybody here. The SCAC coaches, if you've been in the SCAC probably more than 5 or 6 years, you feel like you've developed the dog years. Every weekend is such a battle. You know, the coaches do a great job. The teams are disciplined. The venues are great. You know, top to bottom, you know, every match in the SCAC is such a battle. It's so exciting. And then at the end of the 90 minutes, you know, you go over and shake the coach's hand and big hug. And it's just a tremendous opportunity for everybody, Russell. I've considered myself very fortunate to have had that experience over the years. And, you know, even though it's knock down, drag out, and lots of gray hairs and tired nights, it's at the end of the day, it's, you know, just an incredible experience for the kids. And really, really proud to say, you know, that we've had that opportunity here at Southwestern, and specifically for me. And it'd be exciting having the postseason tournament, and wish everybody the best of luck. And we'll see what happens for us particularly, September 30th. So, but yeah, great conference, Russell.
Coach, toughest thing you face as a head coach in the SCAC?
I would say, just like Deshaun said, you know, keeping the kids focused over the long period of time, trying to convince them that every single match is just going to be a dogfight. Of course, you know, they read the standings, they get on the internet, you know, they see people's records and stuff, and to convince them. So I don't care who has what record. You know, we better lace them up and bring the A game every week, every Friday and Sunday, because if we don't, then we're going to be looking at the wrong side of the score. So, you know, in a way, that's real exciting because, you know, the kids, like at all the schools, are so devoted to their academics and what they're doing that sometimes the energy level's not there. But I think as a coach, it's fun just to see if you can riled up and going and, you know, see if you convince them that, yes, we can get through these tough weekends, even though, as I say, we're just that close to being on the wrong side of the scoreline.
And finally, Coach, the 2011 Southwestern men's soccer team will be a success if what happens?
I think we're going to need some very, very outstanding goalkeeping from Nick. And if we decide to go a different direction with Daniel, obviously he can slot in there in the last line of defense for us. But we'll really, really count on Nick Pierce to, you know, be a great leader, one. And then two, just be a quality goalkeeper, which he is right now, Russell. So if he can just keep us in games, we can get some bounces up front. You know, we can get the sophomores, convincing that they're not sophomores, that they really are collegiate soccer players now. And we can just keep working and working and working. And as I told our staff meeting the other day, I think we'll be very, very competitive. We'll kind of hang around every match. I'm not sure we can be good yet, but hopefully we'll get the bounces. And, you know, the laws of physics are on our side, and we can nick some early goals and get some early wins. And I'd like to think that this team can do some exciting things. But we'll really count on our goalkeeping to be the cornerstone from the beginning.
Southwestern University head men's soccer coach Don Gregory. Again, the Pirates open up their 2011 campaign September 1st against Texas Lutheran. Coach, thanks again so much for your time, and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the year.
Yeah, Russell, really appreciate everything you do for the whole SEAC, and coaches, good luck, and look forward to seeing everybody in person over the next couple months.